Musibye mutya abaganda b'abamalayika.
How have you been, brothers of the angels?
Kansibire wenyumiriza okubeera muganda wa malayika
omutukufu. Let me hope you boast of being brethren of angels.
Litwaberanga ne bakulu bafabo mbiri abamanyi.
Time before we had our elders in the flesh who were strong.
Ngokole fujjo noga baba ajja kuko bagu.
You act stubborn, you say my elder brother will beat you.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus. But this day, those who act stubborn on us, Satan and his fallen angels, we have our elders, the angels who serve us.
Bible
says,
he
wants to be head over you, he will be your servant.
They decided
he heads through serving us. You know, we first thought angels are just our servants. We are in the image of God.
Not,
he said,
he
wants to be head among you. He will be a servant of the others. Hebrews chapter 1, 13 to 14.
He
said, angels are spirits which are saints, and they go to serve those who inherit salvation, and they are head over us for serving us. Don't you think you're greater than them? That because they serve you, the one who is held over others is a servant to them. They accepted the headship to pass through that.
And he says
that the elder will serve the younger. Praise Jesus much.
We don't
want to spend much time. We thank God for all we heard right from the first service in the book of the Numbers of God. We shall send you that form that you fill it.
I hope
they come out next Sunday, we begin to fill them. Then we know how we shall treat and take care of you. And we introduce you to the Lord and the angels. In the time be taken care of in every place you'll be. And you too can hear from us. And we do hear from you. We thank God for the testimonies, for the thanks. But we're
going to
put the program in the weekdays of giving thanks, that we may reduce the time in Sunday, it goes beyond. Praise Jesus much. And in the weekly days, we shall call those to give thanks and testimonies to come out, that we don't be very many on Sunday, because we don't want to block it out. Yet our time on Sunday, I've needed at least 2 hours in the last service, and we study in them for at least 1.5. We use a little time. We're going to handle it like that. Testimonies on Sundays are not many. We have many things to thank God. We've not even welcomed the first timers. Because of time.
And
it's the first time in this place. You can raise your hand for us. You can stand where you are and they can see you. We welcome you still. Forgive us for not coming, tell us your name, but we recognize your presence. We honor God who has brought you. I know he's doing good. Thank you for coming. Next time you'll come and greet us, because time we've handled it this way. You can greet your neighbors, greet the first timers, and they tell you your names. We shall ask the names from you as we wait to the next Sunday.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank him, the Lord, for the good and good worship and praise that is taken us through. We want to move on to the schemes of Satan. Praise Jesus much. This is the repeat. We have been seeing these schemes for some time, but because our initial videos, they were not good.
We
wanted to capture these videos, come out when they are on standard.
There
is a point we shall end them, where we began and things we are good.
Now
repeats will take us some time.
But
it's so good to the first newcomers
and
those who handled things not rightful,
that
you get repeats of knowing schemes of Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. We are seeing Satan and his schemes, which are revealed in the three ways. Satan and his schemes, which are revealed in the three ways.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
I'm
not going to speak much. We begin immediately.
We
know Satan's schemes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Bible,
when Bible speaks,
you get up with it.
It speaks like this.
It
says we are not like those who don't know schemes of Satan. When you read 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9-11, he speaks like this.
2
Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 9.
Kubanga era kye nava mpandiika ndyoke ntegeere okukemebwa kwammwe obanga muwulira mu bigambo byonna. Olwekumi, nayegwe musonyiwa ekigambo nange musonyiwa kubanga nange kye nsonyiye obanga nsonyiye. Nkisonyiye kulwammwe mu maaso ga Kristo. Olwekumi n'olumu, Sitaani alemenga okwekulumbalizaako kubanga tetulinga abatategeera nkweze.
Let's repeat verse 11.
Bakolinsi ekyokubiri essula ya kubi onyeerwa 11.
2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11.
Sitaani alemenga kutwekulumbalizaako kubanga tetuli nga abatategeera nkweze.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Satan
alimo kutwekulumbalizaako, that he may not outwit us.
Kubanga tetuli nga abatategeera
nkweze. We are not like those who are not aware of his schemes.
Let me tell
you, Satan can outwit you.
Singa tozura nkweze.
If don't discover his schemes.
Ate kijja kubeya kizibu nnyo.
It will be very hard for you to go to heaven
singa tomanya nkweze
if you don't know schemes of Satan.
Byonna bitulemerako.
All things which insist on us, the sickness, the troubles of this world, failure to go to heaven,
it's
all hidden under schemes of Satan. And people hear much when we study schemes of Satan unto God and on his church, that he revealed in three ways. And they say, why do we understand schemes of Satan? If you've not understood Satan's schemes, he can outwit you. He can insist the problem to be on you. You may have a curse. You may fail to go to heaven because of schemes of Satan. Now, when we study schemes of Satan unto God and the church, or unto his people, those revealed in the three ways, we meaning you get revealed the tricks, the yokes, the failure which Satan puts before you, and he outwits you, and he insists problems on you, he insists curses on you, and the troubles, even failure to go heaven. Praise Jesus. It's a great word to know schemes of Satan. And then to God revealed them in the journey of heaven, as we shall hear ahead. Some of the hard things, why men of our brothers not make it to heaven? It's what called schemes of Satan. Satan's schemes, he make to them unto our God and us his children.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You know, the word schemes is not something easy. You move with someone, yet they make schemes.
And
that's why Jesus says, you, my fellow man, whom we moved together, it's you who has betrayed me.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When Satan makes a scheme, even worship him, yet he is focusing at killing you. And those who worship him in clans, nations, and languages, and they call them demons of clans, he made schemes in them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And it's owed us to know schemes of Satan. If you don't know schemes of Satan, it's hard to overcome under the sun. If you don't know schemes of your enemy, it is hard to overcome them. For the word schemes, it's not like enmity.
The
word schemes.
It's
not like enmity initially.
It appears
like goodness.
Those who see
it in Genesis 3,
Satan
beginning schemes.
Yagamba.
He said,
Yagamba Eva.
He told Eve, did God,
Yagamba.
Did he really say, eat of these trees?
Now,
schemes begin as if they are good.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Ne
if so, she was spoken with a serious person.
Atoba
and she's been asked of an issue.
Eve
explained, say, God said we eat of the other trees. But the tree of life, he said we don't eat of it, lest we die.
The
one of schemes knew he had to kill a human being. He told them, you'll not die. Initially they seem good.
You
see like someone support you.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. Say you'll not die. God knows when you eat of the tree, you will be like him. They seem good. Now the word schemes
doesn't
appear harmful in its beginning. But it appears like seemeth good.
Inspiration.
Like it explains. It seems correcting you.
It
seems like giving light. But the word schemes is hard. Schemes of Satan is something hard. Did it on God and unto his children, unto his people. Those are schemes of Satan unto God and his church. And are you a church of God?
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus. Know they are what we call schemes. I could not know it except in the journey of heaven, as we shall get explained down.
Here
I'm trying to begin explain what is called schemes of Satan.
Yes, you have
a praise Jesus
much.
And when he speaks with us in the Revelations 2 verse 25,
he
speaks like this. Revelations 2 verse 25.
Wabula kye mulina mukikwatenga okutuusa lwendijja. Olwabiri mu mukaaga. Era awangula n'akwata ebikolwa byange okutuusa ku nkomerero. Oyo ndi muwa amaanyi mu mawanga.
Let's begin from verse 24.
Kubikulira sura ya kubiri olunyo olwabiri mu ennya.
Revelations 2 verse 24.
Naye mwe mbagamba abaasigalawo ab'omusuwatira bonna abatalina kuyigiriza kuno abatamanyi bya buziba bya Sitaani nga bwe boogera sibateekako mmwe mugugu mulala.
Mulimu abatamanyi.
There are those who are not aware.
Bya buziba bya Sitaani.
The depth of schemes of Satan.
Nga bwe boogera.
As they speak,
sibateekako kirala.
I don't put on them anything else. But first hold what you have. Now the problem which is, if you don't know schemes of Satan, even what you have, you can't hold it. Even the little light you know makes schemes and destroys it. Think God had not brought light in Genesis 2 verses 15 and 16.
He
brought light to Adam and Eve.
He
told them,
all
other trees eat of them,
but
tree in the middle of the garden, don't eat it.
Because
the day you eat it, you will surely die.
But listen,
light is little there. Adam has it. Eve has it. But because of schemes, not knowing them, even the little light ceased to be. Reaches Genesis 3, and the one of schemes came in and found Eve on the tree. And he looked at it very well. He told her, what did God say?
He answered
with the little light she had. God said, eat all the trees.
But
the other tree in the middle, we don't eat of it. But the day we eat it, we shall die.
Light was there.
But it didn't shine much. And he didn't know schemes. And he told him, What you fear most, you will not die.
And
you, after they eat it, they will die. The wages of sin is death. He said you will not die. Let me tell you, God knows.
The
day you eat of it, you will be like him. Light she had all vanished, finished. Let me tell you, if you don't know schemes of Satan, you can't keep a little light you have. It is going to vanish because of schemes of Satan.
You
think Adam had no that light? He had some light, they told him, eat all the trees, don't eat the middle one. If you eat it, you will die.
He moved
with the light for time.
It is
the schemes of Satan. Light was destroyed by schemes of Satan. That's why, though you have light of knowledge, you have to know schemes of Satan. For if you don't know them, I prove you will not stand in that light. He will come spreading gradually, he will appear as a preacher of righteousness. At least he will cause you to fall. Ask God in the journey of heaven,
Lord,
why did people who got frightened initially and they fall as you speak here in the Hebrew 6?
You
say they don't know schemes of Satan. That they got be lightened. Let me tell you. Let's read verse Revelations 2:24.
Sibate kakomwe mugugu mulala. Olabiri mwetano. Wabula chemulina mchikwatenga okutusa lwendija.
Nti wabula chemulina.
But what do you have?
Mchikwatenga.
Hold it.
Okutuka lwendija.
Till I come back.
Eze kanisa weziri.
Those churches, are they still existing?
Kanguri kanisa omusambwe zokuwa ko mukubikulirwa.
The seven churches spoken Revelations.
Zonna.
They were all beaten.
You
don't know deeper schemes, you say that. God did refuse to reveal them. But they say, we don't want to know the depth of Satan, why waste time on them. He said, now, hold what you have. Listen to the problem which happened.
If
you don't know schemes of Satan, it's hard to hold the little light you have. I ask God the journey of heaven,
because
reveals the journey of heaven. I ask Lord, why people who are already enlightened and they
have light,
they fall.
They
don't want no schemes of Satan.
And
those who know, they know these shallow ones, but the deeper they don't know them. Now the con man Satan, he passes through the deep shallow schemes. And you discover he goes in the deeper ones.
Yes, you
praise Jesus.
When
you read Hebrews 6,
is
where I best to ask that question. Why God people
who
got enlightened and after they fall,
not
knowing schemes, Lord saved us. I don't know this love like this. Let's read from verse 4.
Hebrews 6 from verse 4. Olunyolo mukaga nebagwa okubivaamu tekiyinzika bo okubazza obujja olw'okwenenya ngabekomerera bokka omulundi ogwokubiri omwana wa Katonda nebamukwasa ensonyi mu lwatu.
Kakati uwulidde.
Now you hear.
Kubanga ababa amala okwakirwa.
Those who already got enlightened
nebafunako ku musana ogw'okumanya.
Good light of knowledge.
Neba testing ekirabo ky'omuguru.
Tested the gift of heaven.
Others
apostles, prophets, others musicians. And they share of the gift of the Holy Spirit. and the testing of the word of God, and the
good
of the powers of the coming age,
it will
be counted the new heavens and the new earth. But if they fall,
it's hard to
restore them in repentance. Bring Christ back, be beaten, dies first, is crucified, goes in hell 3 days, and then is taken out. That they got enlightened, they understood of the light of the word. But they fell. They asked him, Father, what causes it? He says, for not knowing schemes of Satan. You know why many of my servants have not stood? And you know why my children, many cannot stand long serving me
and
worship me in spirit and truth? For the schemes of Satan.
Unto
God and to church. Let me tell you, nothing staggers us in church like not knowing schemes of Satan.
No
great fall which happens on children of God, like that passing through schemes. You as a person would have wanted to stand.
But
if not know schemes of Satan. Mostly this generation is not easy. This generation is not easy. Have you understood it? It is not easy. Schemes are very many. There are those which are shallow and the deeper ones. When you hear a word, we are going to study schemes of Satan unto God and recharge. You
are
quick and sit settle.
We shall
teach you heaven and finish it, and you don't know schemes of Satan. I prove you will never enter it.
It's
not you first to hear it. Praise Jesus.
Not
you first to yearn to enter it. Many, but for not knowing schemes of Satan, putting us many religions, many beliefs, and there are schemes very numerous. Satan has never been a friend to any human being. Not a friend of God. How dare he, can he be a friend of his children? These schemes, you have to see them in the 3 ways. And we separate the Holy Spirit and his works of righteousness from the spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness. And we separate the spirit of God and his works of righteousness from the spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness. And still we separate the right Christ and his church, his saints, the temple of the Holy Spirit, from the false Christs and their churches, the buildings where demons reside,
and
those are the gods in them. I say the second,
we
separate the right Christ and his church,
his
saints,
the
temple of the Holy Spirit, from the false Christs and their churches, the buildings, the temple of the demons. You know, in this world,
they
entered in us the mindset of a building church. That is called the scheme. They have spent from 312
of,
where exchange to call the building the church. The word scheme, they can prepare it for you. If your children's children,
planting
plant it in ages
today,
and it works in 100 years ahead. We shall separate the third thing. The gospel of the kingdom of God. The gospel of salvation. The gospel in the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven and the gospels of the devils of the gains of this world subtracting from the word of God to adding in it and to distort and twist the word of God. Praise Jesus. I've said the third. We shall separate the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God, and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. From the gospels of the devil, those of the things of the world, which involves practicing from the word of God and to adding in it. And it involves twisting the word of God. And they twist the word of God
to
the direction they want it in. Praise Jesus.
This
is with us 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 1 to 5 speaks of those three issues as he speaks this.
2
Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 1.
Singa mungu minkiriza mubusulusulu obutono era nae mungu minkirize olinyolo kubiri kubanga mbakuwa trobu jabwa katonda kubanga nabafumbiza bamwe omu ndioke mbalete eri Kristo nga omuwala omulongoofu olunyolo kusatu naye ntidde ng'omusota bwe gwali mbalimba kawa mu bukusa bwagwo mpozza ebirowoozo byammwe okwonoonebwanga mu kulaba wamu ne mu bulongoofu ebiri mu Kristo
agambye
he says
naye ntiddemu
I am afraid. What makes him afraid is this. He said we can be deceived as it happened in the garden.
No,
when the Lord had just died for us, he was shifting us from skins which happened in the garden. In the Genesis 3. Skins which happened in Genesis 3. It involves giving us another Christ. It involves to give us another spirit. And the gospel to change. In the Genesis 3. There are like 5 verses. The thing he explained here
is he said,
I am afraid as the serpent deceived
Adam
and Eve. Those things may happen again. Indeed, they happened immediately. What happened in Genesis 3? Where Satan brought his gospel.
Involved
subtracting from the word of God. And he said, you will not die. And he added in it.
That
God knows when you eat of it, you will be like him. And he twisted it. He appeared as a spirit to guide in that time. And he appeared as the Christ, the word of God.
At
that time, look to Genesis 3. You may not realize 3 things happened there. The changing of the spirit happened in Genesis 3.
We
got another spirit to lead us. It leads into wrong things. We got another Christ for changing the word. For Christ is the word of God. And there was an exchange of the gospel as God had given it to us, and this one subtracted because of the things of the world.
For
you say we are going to be like God. Everything happened in Genesis. That's why the Spirit tells you God afraid things happened in the garden. After Christ dying to raise us, they were to immediately happen again. Let's repeat
2
Corinthians chapter 11.
2
Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1.
Singa mungu minkiriza mubusirusiru obutono era nae mungu minkirize olinyolo kubiri kubanga mbakuwa atirwa obuja bwa Katonda. Kubanga nabafumbiza bamwe omu. Ndioke mbalete eri Kristo. Nga omwalo mlongofu. Olunyolo kusatu. Na ye ntide. Ng'omusota bwe gwali mbalimba kawa mubukusa bwagwo. Mpozi ebirowoozo byammwe. Okwonoonebwanga mu kulaba. Wamu ne mu bulongofu. Ebiri mu Kristo. Olunyolo kuna. Kuba oyajja. bwabulira Yesu omulala gwe tutabulira
nkyajja
the one coming
bwabulira Yesu omulala
preach another Christ
awavudde kiri ekikugambibwa
as Kamwat has told us
tulina okwawula Kristo
omutuufu we have to separate the right Christ
n'ekkanisa ye
and his church
abatukuvu be
his saints
abaana ba Katonda
the children of God
abakulembera omwoyo wa Katonda
those led by the spirit of God
n'abakristo ab'obulimba
and the false Christ
n'amakanisa
gaabwe and their churches
ebizimbe
the buildings
ebibeeramu emizimu
where demons reside
omubeera ayitibwa Holy Ghost
where there is what we call the Holy Ghost
omuzimu omutukufu
the Holy Ghost
ekyo ekintu kibunyensi yonna
that thing has spread the entire world
abantu balimu ekigambibwa
people have something they say
ekkanisa
kyekizimbe that the church is the building
eyo si ya Yesu yazimba munaku
esi not the church of Christ the built in 3 days
waliwo ekikyamu
something is wrong
nakiyita enkwe za
Satan it's called schemes of Satan
Yesu yebazimba
praise Jesus
era abantu bayoyosa ebizimbe munsi yonna
people have renovated buildings in the world they build the church of Christ. Don't you see that?
If
you give another Christ, can you bear that? What else?
Mm-hmm.
2 Corinthians 11:4.
Or
if you're given another spirit, whom you've not given.
Omanyi butwawe bomoya
vamo. When we get the spirit from heaven.
Moyo we mirembe.
The spirit of peace.
Moyo we kisa.
Spirit of grace.
Moyo mutukufu.
Holy Spirit.
Na yenna kusino.
But these days.
Tulina wo moyo omulala.
We have another spirit.
Na kutudde mchifo cho moyo mutukufu.
It sits in the position of the Holy Spirit. It is called the Holy Ghost.
Yakamba bana mugena kuwebwa mu moyo omulala.
You're going to be given another spirit.
Omanyi kanisa kankubulira
oyaba. Church, let me tell you see.
Mubulike mulira anti moyo nga mugenda nacho.
Everything you hear spirit you move with it.
Na iya tulabula naga banange.
You won't set friends.
Wagenda kuba we kizibu munsi.
There is going to happen a problem in the world.
Kweza Satan.
Because of schemes of Satan.
Wagenda kujja wenge omoyo omulala.
There is going to come another spirit.
Bana inga gwefananyiriza anga ko ngo moyo omuto ku.
The Holy Spirit.
Kitegeeza.
It means.
Tuba tulina okugenda tutegeere omoyo wa Katonda.
Go understand the spirit of God.
Omoyo omutukufu.
The Holy Spirit.
Ebikola ebyobutuukirivu.
And his works of righteousness.
Natumwawula ku mwoyo guno
omulala. And separating from this other spirit.
Omoyo gwa Satan.
The spirit of Satan.
Nebikola byage bitali
bya mutukufu. And its works of unrighteousness.
Kubanga mazima singa tetubyawula.
Because if you don't separate them.
Bwe banatuwa mu omoyo omulala kizibu okutegeera.
Give us another spirit it's hard to realize.
Kankuli olabe kye bayita enkwe.
You know what we call schemes.
Gambi kibanga obulungi.
I tell you it seemeth goodness.
Zino ziba ngozi.
These are schemes.
Ngozi ebyambalo ebyeru ebibikibwa ku baana
a white clothing covering children
naye nga mulimu kabazi
yet there is an axe in them
Yesu
yebazibwa praise Jesus much
mazima tebereezaamu engeri gye bakuwanyisaamu
imagine the way they
exchange olw'okumuyaayanira omwoyo
you're journeying for the spirit
bakuwaamu omulala
they give you another spirit
Bible yebogerako mbo bachama mu moyo
Bible speaks of them they are perverted in spirit.
Oruko wado ya ni ro moyo.
Because you yearn for the spirit.
Ni baba akomula gwe bakuyingiza
amo. Enter you in another spirit.
Wekanga bakuwa do moyo gwe
seko. You find given a spirit of laughter.
Umoyo gwe sanyu ngo yawe.
No joy. You are there laughing like a mad thing.
You
find when the spirit comes.
Sigwa mirembe.
It's not peaceful.
Ukugwako na ulile bisani.
Falls on you feel caterpillars.
The
world fell in problems.
And
in the journey of heaven,
I was
meant to sit and settle.
Because
when
we
began to separate schemes of Satan,
in
the journey of heaven, when it began,
you know,
the journey of heaven is a journey of heaven. It's all when it reaches it, these schemes, let's separate them.
Let it be a heading.
These are schemes of Satan. I
say
this is
a journey
of heaven. I cannot handle it and keep it for 5 years on the world if I don't know schemes of Satan. I saw light of knowledge I couldn't hold
it.
But knowing schemes of Satan,
it
alone the Holy Spirit can pass to uphold me. You know you love much the Spirit to uphold you.
But
told you that there is another spirit which appears like him. If you don't know it,
it can
take you and you fail the leading of the Holy Spirit to get it.
If
you have another spirit, the evil spirit, using children of disobedience that spoken of in Ephesians 2 verses 1 to 3 indeed there is another spirit
You see
people sell miracles. You know that is not the Holy Spirit. Because one day, Acts 8,
Simon
brings money to be given the power of the Holy Spirit.
He
told him, you have no portion.
When
you
put
the gift of God, you can buy it with money.
Things
in the world are amazing. Let's see the third thing we are made to see.
2 Corinthians 11:4.
Or
if it's another gospel
that
you didn't accept initially, there was a change of the gospel.
Bible
speaks with us, Ephesians chapter 1. When we had the gospel of salvation, we were sealed with the seal of God. If you refuse to hear the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, you can't get the seal of God.
And
there is another gospel. But indeed, they call it also a gospel. Those are called senior super skills. And they preach with all strength.
It
spoke of them, Matthew 23. They will move this dry land and the sea. And they turn one person to turn you. But they focus, make you a child of hell. Double. They preach a super gospel. Gospel. Another. You will see someone on the way that is the evangelist. You ask, they preach whose gospel?
It's
what it tells them, Matthew 21 down. Many will come, we preach the gospel. Say, I've never known you. What gospel did you preach?
It's
what we call another gospel. I don't know if you are out in the world moving.
You
separate the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness from the kingdom of heaven, from the gospel of the devils, of the things of the world, which involves subtracting, adding, and twisting the word of God. Them two are called schemes, and they preach in sweating, and they protrude eyes. I feel anointed. His power. The man preaches and he says, yet it's another gospel. And you clap your hands, thank you. You're clapping. And you shake your heads, approving the message. And you watch over unrighteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We never fought church of this before. You know. When God told me an apostle, I asked him, what is being an apostle? He told me, an apostle, they tell him whatever is going to go out, speak out. And just then go speak like this and that. If you want to prove you're an apostle, you sit down and hear. When you reach out to speak, things will not be hard. You give to evangelists, you give to pastors, give to prophets, give to musicians.
God
sent you when you have given you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But I told him,
now,
the journal of heaven and the book of remembrance. Are you sure I can't hold it without schemes of Satan?
No,
it is right, he told me. Light fights with darkness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Light fights with darkness. Before I go handle each one of them, first give you the three in summary. Let me first tell you this. Even though ways of schemes of the devils are three, yet there are two types of schemes of Satan.
In
the light fights with darkness. Two types of schemes of Satan.
In
light fights with darkness.
What
we're going to see, you break that subtopic. Two types of schemes of Satan.
Oh,
a light fighting with darkness. The first type. The shallow schemes. Deception. The first type. Though the ways are three, in those there are two types of schemes. Two types of schemes of Satan. Light fights with darkness. The first. The initial schemes. Deception. The second. The deeper schemes.
Satan
appears as an angel of light and as a preacher of righteousness. These are called deeper schemes. I said the second. Deeper schemes of Satan. Or deeper schemes.
Satan
and Satan appears as an angel of light and as preacher of righteousness. Here you have fallen on a problem.
I'm
going to explain of these schemes. Deeper schemes are amazing. Even scriptures get them. And they tell you to repent even. Yet it's going to knock hit you on the head. That's what we call deeper schemes. Initial schemes say that it's like deceiver. There he begins. When he begins to reach deeper schemes.
Leads to begin churches, he begins there.
He appears as a preacher of righteousness.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
We see the
two types of schemes of Satan. And light fights with the darkness. Though we have three ways which were shown, but among the three ways, there appears two types of schemes. The John of Heaven brought many things. Wanted to first pass through here. I show you how they were brought in the John of Heaven to bring the Book of Remembrance. Let's begin to get explained of the initial schemes of the Satan. Deception.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know, most when we study in the John chapter
8
verse 44 and we hear this word. John chapter
8
verse 44.
Mwemuli ba kitamwe sitani era mwagolo kukola okwegomba kwa kitamwe oyo kuva kuluberebere ye musi sote yanywerera mazima kubanga amazima tegali muye bwayogera obulimba ayogera ekiva mu bibye kubanga ye mulimba era kitayo wo obulimba.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Bwayogera
obulimba when he speaks lies
ayogera biva mu bibye
speaks what comes from his.
He
is the one who puts in place this. In initial schemes, he brings and put this place in place.
He puts his
place and their lies.
He keeps
schemes, as we shall see. He creates from those of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
invents them himself.
He
gets from his own. He said, now I handle them how? I want to con them. Now what can I do? And he invents lies from his. When it comes to deeper schemes, you will not get from his. God gets from what's of God, and he appears a preacher of righteousness, angel of light, and a preacher of righteousness.
So
what they call clothes sheep's skin. But the sheep is the light. That is the Lord Jesus. There is where false Christs come in place.
Appear
as Christ and appear to you. And they con you. Now initial schemes. Lying.
Things
of lying he gets from his. He tells you, you know what? You see that grass? If you go and clothe yourself in the crossroads,
no,
you bath it, You're going to get blessings. He lies to you. And those are his.
But
in deep schemes.
God
said what?
He goes
in the things of God. And he gets them. He appears to explain them. Praise Jesus. You have to separate these schemes.
For
those of the world,
put
them in which come from innocuous
schemes.
With rich religions and beliefs,
go from
schemes of God, deeper schemes. He said this
one.
I can't believe when I lie direct. They hold some light. I have to appear a preacher of righteousness. Many clothes sheep's skin, and they are hidden in church, and they are sons of Lucifer, and they are enemies of righteousness, yet they have appeared, some of servants of righteousness, and their wolves, which entered the sheep's pen secretly. Now inception's initials. Say, you know what? Go get that herb, spit on it. It's going to work for you. He's lying to you. That deception is.
But when goes
in things of God and doesn't get from his, you have faced him that time. When Bible speaks in Revelation, he says the deceiver of the entire world. Deceiving the world, he has it. And when you read the world, even what's not right is many.
Many
filled with lies everywhere. And it's deception. And he told you they are going to bury you in the ground.
And that is false.
When you check from the body, you will know it. That the flesh and you are different. When he deceived the clan you're in is your home. And he put their demons for you. When you check from the body, you know he deceived you. And that's falsehood. But to run quick,
and
you say, I've run from falsehood.
It's
falsehood of Satan. And he said, I'm going to create in the world what they call deeper schemes. And I hear an angel of light. And a preacher of righteousness. And I serve the wrong kingdom. I send the wrong message.
And
those I've sent them with will shed tears for that. As we went to heaven, now I passed the rope. Crocodile tears. Who tells you they passed the rope? Tell you Satan, when he brings deep skin, he can make you repent and even shed tears. Yet he's giving you poison.
He
say what he gives his brother as food, and they have evolved poison in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But time has left us.
Satan,
if it causes
deep skin,
it brings food of the word,
and
food, but it's put poison in the food.
He
flies an egg for you and he comes laughing. It's all poured tomato sauce and chili and you salivate with it. You
taste
salivate it. You say amen. Preach it. You say they are finished. I'm going to end here. Next Sunday we buy time. We begin from that point. The two types of schemes: light fighting with darkness. God bless you. Thank you for coming.